5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Ocean Spray and High C. Blueberry Cobbler is coming in hot for the summer season. They are celebrating the return of this fully baked wheat ale in the tap room, and it'll soon be found statewide at select retailers. You can check out funkybuddha.com for the beer finder.
And I got me 24 this morning at Publix.
The Blueberry Cobbler?
No, they're not at Publix. I got the Hop Gun and then the Floridian. But yeah, I can't wait for the Blueberry Cobbler to be available at my Publix.
Let's get a quick look at the headlines. Crowder and I were just looking at this UM commit, Jackson Cantwell, number one commit in the nation. Crowder was looking at his resume. Holy mackerel. This guy comes from greatness.
Both his parents are Olympians. He's 6'8", 320. He has a 4.0 and got a 33 on the ACT. This is built in a lab. Y'all got y'all one.
No one's touching Carson Beck, man. You ain't getting past this dude.
You won't bring him in to sit the bench. We're going to see Cantwell on the field next year. This is crazy.
He probably won't play with Carson Beck, but whoever the quarterback that follows Carson Beck isn't getting touched.
He's 26, yeah.
Oh, it's not for next season?
Nope.
Oh. What the hell are we talking about? Bro, Crowder's 100% special. Right. No way this kid ends up in UM. You nailed it earlier.
I'm texting UF people right now. Hey, brother.
Whatever it is, up the offer.
I'll get y'all 50 racks. We need this dude in Florida. This is amazing.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So here's all the breaking news. The Canes do have one of the top recruits for class of 2026, left tackles you just heard there. Pete Rose is now eligible to enter the Hall of Fame posthumously, along with shoeless Joe Jackson, who I learned last hour is white.
Mm.
And Jason Tatum has had surgery to repair a torn Achilles tendon in his right foot following yesterday's Celtics loss, where he was wheelchaired into the locker room.
That line had to move now.
Kind of walked off into the locker room. He got wheelchaired out of the locker room.
He was in a wheelchair after the game.
Coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Because Paul Pierce, he got wheelchaired into a locker room.
The Knicks are still plus five.
Toilet is where he got wheelchaired into the stall.
he boo-booed on himself.
They're like, Paul, would you like to go to the X-ray machine? No. Bathroom.
They're like, well, that's an odd stop after the.
Knicks are still plus five. Hog, we got to jump on this one.
I did. I put it in already.
Yeah, I'm jumping on this.
Plus five tomorrow. I put it in.
All right. Well, tonight in the NBA, Pacers try to close out the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are 8-point home favorites tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Oklahoma City at 9:30 p.m., they remain 10-point favorites over the Denver Nuggets. That series is tied at 2 apiece.
How about Matt Mervis? Have we found out if he's in the lineup?
Goodness gracious.
Well, it's a revenge
game. Jinx. I'm on the Hard Rock app, and you start talking about Mervis. You're about to jinx my whole bet tonight.
A revenge game. Yeah, he's plus 600 to hit a ding-dong tonight.
I'm out.
I can't let that one go past.
I'm out.
I'm going to parlay Mervis ding-dong with a Jokic triple-double.
Actually, triple double's not a bad option. Triple double's not a bad option. I'm not losing any more money with you and Mervis. He's a nice person.
He's due.
Marlins lost yesterday. They play the Cubs tonight at 7:40 p.m. Our double revenge game idea with Matt Mervis and John Birdie didn't exactly go our way. They combined to go 0-6 yesterday.
Merv is batting in the six hole tonight, and he's the DH. Played first base last night.
Comfort zone. That's his comfort zone. DH can focus on one thing. Six hole. He's got the, you know, what's it called? The Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Their outfield wall. What's it called? Like the ivory in the wall or whatever?
Yeah, the ivory. You got it. The ivory tusks.
What are you talking about?
You know, they have all those ivory tusks all over the outfield wall. Very dangerous.
Ivory tusks.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful but dangerous.
It's crazy out there.
it's Ivy, you idiot. It's Ivy.
Ivy, right? That's what I said.
Yeah, Ivy. Ivory.
Ivory, huh?
Got the ivory out there.
Yeah.
The most dangerous warning track in sports should be updated.
Sure. I mean, you could run into the ivory tusk.
I'm not catching that ball.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Panthers tomorrow, by the way. Panthers tomorrow night, game five. We're awaiting Evan Rodriguez's status. He was on the ice today. And Anthony Stolarz, after leaving game one, went to the hospital. He was back on the ice at practice today as well. We're awaiting his status also ahead of tomorrow, 7 p.m. in Toronto. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. We'll get to KFC and Subway's big news tomorrow. Nice.
Bring your phone, Jimmy.
Sunny today, not as much rain as we expected. That is your weather.
And in seconds, you'll hear Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki. That's coming up after us. They can talk about the new commit. That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday night. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Mervis. I just bet him to get a hit tonight. I laid off the home run. Just one hit, Mervis. Just one hit at plus 105. Come on, Matt Mervis. Everybody, great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you on a Panthers game day mañana.
This show was crazy.